line on the phone right now. Reed, I appreciate you joining us, man. Thank you so much.
How you doing, Snoop? How's it going?
Doing great. You know, we go way, way back. But what have you been doing to stay safe during, you know, COVID-19?
Man, you know, us kickers, we social distance, got our own field goal post, so that's how it's been.
He's like, I've always been social distancing. That's just the kick away of life. But you played other positions, too. And I guess, I mean, it's a bit back now, but when you think back on your EV days, what are some of your memories?
Oh, definitely playing DB and wide receiver. You know, I was not just a kicker up in high school. I was playing DB, wide receiver, and I love playing DB for ECU.
Yeah, they need to, like, build a trick play for you, you know, like, you know, the quarterback on the field goal, you run out, take the screen pass, and house it. But can you tell us about how you wound up at Sam Houston State going the JUCO route to get there?
Yeah, so the JUCO route was definitely a good route for me. I came in, Lynn offered me a scholarship, so I was like, man, dude, I'm gonna try to take this route real quick. So I took it. And out of my first year, I got an offer to play at Sam Houston State.
So I think a lot of people, when they think of JUCO football, they think of Last Chance U. So, I mean, has that been like an accurate or not so accurate representation of JUCO football, in your opinion?
Honestly, it is a very accurate. JUCO is definitely a huge grind. You got people all over the country coming around to get out of there, and it's just crazy for them to get an opportunity like that.
And so, like, especially at your time at a JUCO, and then now during, like, this COVID times and quarantine, it's just a lot of downtime, really. So what have you been doing to kind of keep up with this downtime? I know you're getting your work in, being a D1 athlete, you're getting your work in, you're doing everything you need to be doing, but are you, like, on the video games? Are you like, learning how to cook or play guitar? Like, what have you been up to kill the time?
Yeah, I've just been working out a lot, playing video games, you know. And then, so we recently just got up here at Sam Houston and started our quarantine period, but we've still been sticking, grinding, and now we're back working.
What's the video game you've been on? What have you been playing?
Call of Duty and Madden.
They just dropped the new Call of Duty Warzone season, so, you know, everybody's going to check that out.
Hey, who's your Warzone squad? Who's your other three?
Oh, snap. I don't know if y'all remember Carlos Ochoa. That's my boy. And then I got Devon Little. That's my other boy.
Oh yeah, Devon Little. That's my family too. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's Trey?
Trey's doing good. Trey graduated, so I was very familiar with Sam Houston. You know, he came here, and luckily got that offer from Sam.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure. I was like, hold on, I think they go to the same school now, but he just graduated. Okay.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I'm getting old, bro. Holy Lord. Okay. Anyway. Reed, I appreciate you, man, letting us know about your journey. You've always been one of our favorites to cover, you know, from the fan stand days, you know, and always showed us love and great on the shout-outs, etc. So let's take it back to the old school. Who you shouting out to, Reed?
Yes, sir. So shout-out EV Nation, shout-out all my 512 kickers, and shout-out my family.
All right, Reed, appreciate you, man. EV, hey, you know what? I think finally Eastview is finally getting back to be as good as y'all were, because that's probably the last time that y'all were real good when you were there.
And now they're viral again.
Now they're viral. They had this kid who mossed Tyreek Hill. Did you see?
Yeah, they got that guy, and then they got my boy Charles Ross up there. Y'all be on the lookout.
Yeah. Dude, Charles Ross is a beast. And then they got, dog, I mean, well, I might as well talk about Eastview for a little bit. This kid named Michael Sedgwick on the outside. Tanner Ballou, I think, is going to get the shot to get. I mean, Jackson Colson did a great job last year. I know he didn't know for sure he was going to have full reins at QB1, but he was all district last year anyway. All right. Reed, thank you so much. We'll keep in touch during the college season. Thank you.
Awesome, man. Thank you for having me.